Hey, special educators, I'm Jennifer from Positively Learning. Welcome to the Special Educators Resource Room. If you're like me, you're always looking for ways to save time and streamline your work. That's why this podcast was created, to give you the systems and solutions you need to get your time back. Tune in for tips, tricks, and tools that will help you manage your workload and make the most of your time. Whether you're brand new or experienced, all are welcome in the Special Educators Resource Room. Let's kick off a co-teaching conversation. Hey, special educators, it's Jennifer from Positively Learning. This is episode one of a two-part series all about co-teaching. In this episode, we are unpacking the journey of stepping into the world of co-teaching. So whether you have been co-teaching already or you are just starting out, there's something for everyone in this conversation. Who am I to be giving any of this co-teaching advice? I haven't written a book. I don't travel and give PD on this topic, but I have had many co-teaching partnerships over the years, and they have run the whole gamut. I've had the absolutely horrendous experience of co-teaching. I've also had just a truly magical co-teaching relationship. I actually found that magic twice, and those partnerships lasted years, and I've had everything in between. I've also had the unique opportunity to coach brand new partnerships between general education teachers and special educators. I have a blog post that includes all of the advice that I shared with these new coaching pairs and has a link to episode 40, where I'm busting some inclusion teaching myths. You definitely want to check those out. I'll put the links in the show notes. Today's episode, though, is going to be a little bit different. I'm actually going to be sharing my horrendous co-teaching experience, but I promise it's not going to be all gloom and doom. It has a nice ending and some advice if you find yourself in a similar situation. Let's travel back in time to my very first year teaching in a public school system. I had previous teaching experience, but this was my first year teaching special education in public schools. This was a new school to me. I'd never co-taught. I'd never written an IEP. I'd never worked in a gen ed classroom. And I was very nervous. I was paired with a teacher who had about 5 years experience. I was hired at the end of the previous school year, and I met the co-teacher during summer PD, and she was very nice. Something changed, however, between summer PD and the first day of school, and it was really clear to me that she did not want me in her classroom, and it was just very hard not to take it personally. I still think it was personal, but in hindsight, I also think that this teacher may not have wanted a co-teacher, but instead had wanted an assistant or maybe an intern, and definitely didn't seem to want me there. When I hear other special educators talk about co-teaching in maybe a negative light, or they're just feeling really nervous about it based on their own experience, I truly do understand. It can feel incredibly awkward. It can feel lonely. When I think of co-teaching, I think of open communication and planning together and staying flexible. But we know that's not always our reality. Before I share how I handled this situation, I want to give a little bit more background information. It was my first year and I was so nervous. That's really my nature anyway, and especially that year, I had no idea what was going on, and I responded the way that I usually do. I researched the heck out of it. I was Googling all night, trying out different things, trying to figure out what I was going to do with my small intervention groups, how I was going to collect data, how I was going to write these IEPs. I was trying to do all the things. And during my planning period, I would go into master teacher classrooms and do observations, trying to figure out how am I supposed to be doing all of this. Now that I think about it, I can see how that was probably a little bit annoying to my co-teacher. I probably came across as very extra, and I am, but at the time, I was just trying to survive. What else did I do in this situation? Well, of course, I called my mom, and she listened, and she acknowledged my feelings. She couldn't offer specific advice because, of course, she wasn't there, but she was able to give me general advice, and then she asked me questions about what was happening with my students, and I was sharing that, and she helped me celebrate what was happening, those small wins. Now, you may be wondering, did I approach my co-teacher and try to resolve this, or did I go to admin? I did not resolve this with my co-teacher. I think I probably tried a tiny bit at the beginning, but I was pretty scared of her and I was pretty nervous. There was no acknowledgement of me in the room, like no eye contact, no hello, no anything like that. It was really uncomfortable. Admin was aware I did not go to them, but they did approach me and they just probably approached the co-teacher as well. But for me, they just said, we're aware, you know, this is not an ideal situation, but like you're doing a great job. And, you know, I had my observations, I got good feedback. And it was just the idea of, we're just going to get through this. Looking back, I really don't think that was a good way to handle it at all. However, I loved my admin and it worked for me at the time. It just kind of made me feel, okay, we're going to get through this and this is a great learning experience and we're not going to be co-teaching together next year. So let's just grin and bear it. Now, there was one thing that I was bringing to the table that if I could turn back time, I would absolutely do differently. And that's why I wanted to record this co-teaching conversation to share with you. My entire first year and many times since, I was really struggling with imposter syndrome. Do you know what that is? Imposter syndrome is that nagging feeling that even though you've got this teaching certificate, you're not really as competent as others around you may think that you are. It's that little voice in your head that you says you're a fraud and soon everyone's going to figure out you have no idea what you're doing. You might feel that if you had a good observation that you just got lucky. It can actually impact anyone in any career, but I find that special educators often have this imposter syndrome, and it makes sense. There are so many times we're working in isolation or working without any type of feedback, so we kind of make it up in our heads, or we have this negative situation like I was explaining with co-teaching. It's a very normal feeling, but if I could go back in time, I would have kept it in check a little bit more and tried to help myself because I was letting imposter syndrome run the show. If you've ever felt the same way with imposter syndrome, here's a few tips that you could try out. Number one, talk about it. Can you share your feelings with somebody that you trust? I told my mom everything. You'll find that many people have felt the same way at some point. It also can just diminish the power that these feelings have on you when you can share them with someone else. Tip number two is to challenge negative thoughts. If you catch yourself doubting your abilities, ask yourself, is there real evidence for this? We're special educators. We are always in data collection mode. So do that for yourself. Do you have data to back this up that you have no idea what you're doing? Or are your students making progress, even if you're feeling incredibly uncomfortable? And you know that documentation may come in handy. Tip number three, focus on learning. So shifting your focus from feeling like you have to prove yourself to improving and learning, because everyone makes mistakes and not knowing everything is just part of the process. If you're in a very uncomfortable situation, like I described for co-teaching, what can you learn from that situation? Tip number four, celebrate your achievements. So this is where you might keep a file of good parent notes or pictures from our students or an observation, maybe not the entire observation your first year of teaching, but you can pull out some good and keep a file of it. That's something that you can always reflect on and there's evidence that you are having some good days. The last tip is to practice self-compassion. You are more than your classroom. You're more than this career. So be kind to yourself. Understand it's okay to feel imposter syndrome, and many talented individuals out there feel the same way. Self-compassion involves treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend if they were in your situation. These are the tips I wish I had heard and practiced for myself way back when. It would have made me feel a lot better, which would have helped me be more present with my students in the classroom. And who knows, maybe it would have improved the situation I had with this co-teacher as well. This concludes the first part of this co-teaching conversation. Stay tuned. Next week, I'll be back with part two. I'm going to give you a follow-up to this co-teaching partnership that I was describing. I'm also going to give you the two things I learned and the action steps that I took that really made a difference and improved the situation. In the meantime, check out the show notes. I have a link to a blog post. There's also a link to episode 40, which is all about co-teaching myths and teaching in the inclusion classroom. Be sure to check those out and hit follow so you don't miss next week's episode. See you then. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm dying to ask, what'd you think? Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. You can find the show notes and links for everything mentioned in this episode at positivelylearningblog.com. See you next week for more special education solutions.